Tell me a little bit about the experience and what it's been like to take it from inception to here in Tribeca, which is pretty much a big festival where you get to sort of show it to the world and talk about it a little bit.
You know, it started a little bit over a year ago when Kobe's team came to us and, you know, had this concept. You know, we weren't unfamiliar with the poem. I think if you're a sports lover, as we both are, everyone knew about the poem. And when there was, you know, sort of word that he wanted to turn this poem into an animated short film, our core capabilities at Believe Entertainment Group is that's sort of what we do. And so when Kobe came and said, listen, you know, we have a team assembled of basically all-stars, we'll say it, a dream team.
Yeah.
No wasn't an option. So it was more of how do we get this going and when do we get it going? And so it's, you know, if you know animation, it takes a long time. These are hand-drawn. It's not a quick process. So the culmination here to show the world at Tribeca Film Festival is pretty special for us.
Yeah. And talk about that process a little bit, because you see everything in animation now is more three-dimensional.
Yeah.
So what was it like to approach it in sort of an old-school way, in sort of that classic Disney, Glen Keane kind of style?
Yeah, I think, you know, Kobe will speak best to it because it's really his vision.
Yeah.
But, you know, Glenn talks about wanting to have a just emotional response, not a, you know, clean cut, perfect line, but an emotional response and something that feels very visceral and experiential.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we totally agreed with Kobe's point of view that it just, you know, the CG animation just wasn't the spirit of what,
especially,
you know, really
the leather.
Was.
I think,
yeah,
if
the
we
heart,
all, yeah, the
you
heart
know?
Was really
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Sort of
but that was all, you know, we can't take any credit for it. That was all Kobe, Glenn, you know, the music by John. It's just an amazing creative team that we're excited to be part of.
And talk a little bit about the plans for the film. Do you guys plan on taking it any further or expanding your collaboration with Kobe?
We'll be releasing sort of the further plans for the film and distribution.
Yeah.
It's going to be with a big distributor. We'll be announcing that probably in the next couple days, you know, from an international perspective as well as domestic. But in our mind, yes, we want to do as much as humanly possible.
Yeah,
I think people are going to really love it. I think the characters that John is bringing to life and Kobe that he's brought to life on paper, people are going to see it and see this animated form, and they're going to really fall in love with it.
Yeah.